Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody jump, jump. All right, here we go. A little Friday action. Taz and a Moose. No Moose today. Mark Belusis is out. A little bit under the weather. If you listened to the show yesterday, you know that. So he tried to battle through, but he couldn't. So no Moose today, but Andrew Bogus, AB, sitting in with yours truly. We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And if you want to call the show, it's a very, very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
All you got to do is dial 855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4227. Maybe you listen to the show across our great affiliates across this great United States. Maybe on radio.com or, like I said, one of the affiliates, or on the CBS Sports app. Maybe on Sirius XM channel 206 or the Sirius XM app channel 206. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram. It's basically Taz and the Moose. We have a great guest later, a little later on at 8 a.m. Eastern, which is going to be Vin Parisi, Fox Sports College basketball analyst. AB, it's a Friday, my friend. How are you, Haas?
It's a Friday, and I get to spend 3 hours right next to my favorite part of Taz and the Moose, starring Taz, well, presented by Taz Incorporated.
That's very kind of you, sir. We had a rough early week. You and I and you and Moose, but, you know, now I'm a professional and I have to deal with you for 3 hours. But it's okay.
I thank you in advance for your professionalism.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Kinda. Me too. And I thank Moose in advance for giving me the leprosy he brought into this place yesterday.
That's what I'm worried about, because he really did not look good yesterday.
Yeah, I know how. So. I'm with you guys on your fight to have video for this show. This show should be seen heard every day. But luckily for Moose yesterday, there were no working cameras on him.
But that makes it even better. When a guy looks horrible like he did, disgustingly horrible.
He really looks sick.
He looked bad.
Point, like, maybe one of us should have been the adult and be like, just go home, Moose.
I know. But to me, yeah, I like to see someone grind it out. It's about, you know, being a pro, but I digress. No, he'll be okay. Moose will be back Monday, I'm sure. I would assume so. But anyway, we've got a packed show here. Great show. Right out of the box, we got to talk about the reaction to Zion Williamson. You know, as we talked a lot about yesterday, Moose and I did, about this young man, you know, the superstar for Duke, you know, injures his knee, sprains his knee. He's day-to-day right now, we find out. You know, AB, we never really got your reaction, because Moose and I reacted to it, and you were doing your updates during the week, and after this happened...
You weren't talking to me yet.
You weren't really talking to you. A lot of the talk was, well, should... You know, if a player like this guy, Zion Williamson, he's a freshman in college. You know, he's a one-and-done guy. He's going to go right to the NBA. We know that. He's going to be a top pick. Probably going to go to the Knicks as the number one guy. Moose and I were on the same page where, you know, he probably should shut it down just not to affect himself financially going forward, or maybe to injure that knee again. And then any other player that's a megastar like he is at such a young age, 18, 19 years old, that's going to be jettisoned right to the NBA. But why we should get your take. I'd love to hear it. I'm sure the audience would also.
Well, I don't think that Wednesday night issue should change what you thought Zion Williamson should do in the first place. Like, to me, if you're good enough and you want to, you should be able to go to the NBA right away. Right. So, like, he didn't have to spend a year in college, 2 years, 3 years. That's not for me. You should go. Freedom. Move wherever you want. High school to college. High school to the pros, high school to Europe, high school to the G League.
Right.
It should all be open and out there for you to make your choice and further your career and do what's best for you, your family, whatever. So I've always thought, well, I liked him playing at Duke, and it's been fun to watch those three guys, and who knows what they're going to be when he's back fully healthy and we get even deeper into March and then into April, what they actually will be on the court. I still think they're the best team in the country, assuming that Zion gets back out there at full strength relatively soon. But, you know, part of me thought he should be in the NBA all along because, right. He's that good, and B, in general, I just don't think the system is set up correctly for the elite players that should be able to make money immediately, not have to kill a year somewhere not in the NBA.
Right.
So I think if you just jumped on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, if that threw off the alarm on your head, like, oh, this is stupid, this guy shouldn't sit. I think you're late to the party on this.
And you know, yeah, no, I got you, man. And you know, the thing too is, think about it. If you're a player that hypothetically is, you play for Duke and you're a junior or you're a senior or you're a sophomore, anything but a freshman, but let's say upperclassman, junior, senior, and you haven't gotten a lot of burn your freshman year because there was a different Zion Williamson. You know what I mean? And then you didn't get a lot of burn your sophomore year. So now you're going to get a chance your junior to get some good amount of minutes, and now that don't happen because then there's another new red-hot freshman coming in. But and my point and what I'm getting at is, and then these guys that come, these young guys out of high school that come in, and no knock on them. They're mega stars and they're great players, and then they leave. And think about that kid who's the junior or senior on the bench and has to keep on waiting. You know that's frustrating. You know, if you're the parent of that kid or you are that kid, the person, the player that is in air quotes dedicated to the program,
right?
Not looking to just use it as a stepping stone right to the NBA.
Well,
you know,
and I think part of the way I think things should go, I kind of end up liking what baseball does. Like baseball, you can get drafted out of high school,
right?
And if you so choose, go right away to play minor league baseball, or you go to college. And you're in college for 3 years, and then you're back in the draft after your junior year, and then you have the choice again to leave or stay for one more. You know, in my perfect world, you're free to go from high school right to the NBA, but if you choose to go to college, then I'm okay with them saying, oh, maybe you should stay in college for a couple years, and then that way we have the ability to enjoy guys like that, and we learn about players, we learn about teams, and there are multiple-year stories, not just hitting the reset button year to year about what Duke is or North Carolina or Kentucky. And then that kid, you know, whoever it is on the Duke squad now, there's White, there's O'Connell, there's DeLaurier.
Right.
Like those guys then become household names. Those guys get to play and they're not, in your example, kind of supplanted by Zion year after year after year.
That's what I mean. That's the tough thing. I mean, no one thinks about that player. No one thinks about that player's family. No one thinks about that's a stressful thing. That's a tough thing to deal with. You know, it's like, that's the conversation I'm sure these people have behind the scenes, after a game, like, yeah, I only played a couple of minutes. And, meanwhile, this kid's a star and he's great. And he's only here for a cup of coffee because he's leaving.
Well,
it's frustrating,
Yeah, on the flip side, though, I mean, everybody knows what they're signing up for.
Well, you're right. That's a good point. If you're going to a Duke or a UNC or something, one of the big blue bloods, you're right. That's a good point. That's the deal. So you could go someplace that's a little lesser, maybe, where you're gonna play a whole bunch. And it got me thinking. I was wondering, like, maybe was it a little bit of an overreaction to everything with Zion because the injury looked so bad and he blew out of the sneaker. And we'll get into a little while how bad it looked for Nike and what happened with Nike. Oof. I'm wondering because there's been a lot of NBA players yesterday sounded off about this whole situation. Should Zion, just move on, not continue to play, I should say, to risk more injury. Let's take a listen right here to DeMarcus Cousins. He was very outspoken in regards to the NCAA and basketball in general.
Well, knowing what I know now, college is college basketball, NCAA is so my advice to him is do what's best for you and your family. And obviously, college isn't. It can't really... It does nothing for you at this point. You've proven you're the number one pick coming out. You've proven your talent. Get ready for the next level.
So basically those beeps, you can figure it out. He said BS. Okay,
right.
So twice.
Agreed.
He did not back down. He was talking to the press, to the media, and he was blunt. And he also went on to say that during his time in college, he had a great time, and it was a great experience. So I don't want to say that Cousins is talking out of both sides of his mouth, but There is some great stuff that could happen for a player when he's in college and relationships you're building and a network you're building and, experience just to get better or the things you learn, maybe pick something up from a coach or another kid on a team. But, at the end of the day, if you're an elite, top-notch player like a Zion Williamson, it's tough to disagree with DeMarcus Cousins.
And that's, I think that's, at least for me sometimes, what we lose sight of when we have this conversation. There's like 3, 4, 5, 6 levels to this debate. But the most significant debate is about the small group of elite players.
Yeah, elite, elite. That's what you
right.
mean.
Right, like,
elite.
I mean, yeah. you know, top three, top four pick, depending on the depth in that class. But, like, you know, this conversation about Zion Williamson only applies to maybe him and R.J. Barrett and a couple of other guys. It doesn't even apply to, like, the 15th pick in this draft in June. These are the guys who stand to be relative all-timers, or, you know, at least in terms of their age group, so to speak, their cycle through the NBA. This is a guy that stands to make hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes, insane amount of money.
And do things on the court that maybe we haven't seen somebody do in a really long time. So that's why we're talking about protecting it. We're not just and everybody's future should be protected,
sure.
And everybody should be kept in, you know, going in the right direction and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but like, yeah, in a perfect world,
but
absolutely.
But certain players deserve special attention and special conversations, and he's absolutely one of them, which again is why, in my mind, he should already be in the NBA. And then he's got the protection of his salary and
right.
whatever.
Everything. His contract will
if
be
if this
yeah,
happens and his knee
him.
Blows out as a member of the Suns, it still sucks and we'll still miss him, but he's already got his first contract. This didn't happen at Duke. And yeah, college is great and the Final Four is great. And I hope he continues to play for Duke and I hope that they're great and they impress all the way into March.
Right. I'm sure they will if he's healthy.
Right. But I mean, this is a real conversation that should have already happened and like should have already been decided upon. Because he should have already been in the NBA.
Yeah, and you know, DeMarcus Cousins was not the only NBA star that spoke out. Isaiah Thomas, basically on his Twitter, I'll read it real quick here. Let these kids go straight out of high school. Too much on the line to be messing with college. If you got a legit chance to turn pro, one injury can change somebody's career, as you just said. Zion, sit your ass down, LOL, and we'll be ready for you in the big boy league, looking out for young players. Donovan Mitchell. He also took to Twitter and he said, again, let's remember all the money that went into this game. This is the point that he's getting into that I got it to yesterday, AB. Again, I'll start at the top, Donovan Mitchell. Again, let's remember all the money that went into this game. He's talking about the UNC-Duke game the other night. And these players got none of it. And now Zion gets hurt. Something has to change. And he tagged the NCAA. And that's the thing that really bugs me, dude. It's like, and that's been a long conversation with all of you know, the big-time college sports like football and basketball, where you're packing venues, you're packing big stadiums, and there's big coin coming into these stadiums, and these players are not getting a dime of it. And that's frustrating. That is frustrating.
Although I will say this, to not in any way let the NCAA off the hook, the particular problem right now, and it's the same thing for football, it's the rules of the NBA and the NFL that make players go to college. Those are not NCAA rules. The NBA can change this, and in fact, they
absolutely,
might change
they
it
might.
Because they've already, you know, they've already apparently proposed to the union. The league has lowering the draft eligible age to 18,
right.
Which would get you in basically right out of high school. And so that's on the NBA. The NCAA has its own.
But AB, they did it the day after the Zion thing. You
well,
know what I mean?
You know, and I get that. But I mean, this they didn't just start thinking about this Wednesday night, Thursday
like,
morning.
Oh, wait, got an idea.
Right. I mean, they might have hit send on the email Thursday because of Zion and trying to jump on.
So
this,
wait a minute. So hold on. So you think they had it drafted? The email was drafted. Let's sit on this for a little while.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think not sit on it, but I think the commissioner has spoken about this before, and there is some kind of weird panel between the NBA and the union and USA Basketball. They've already put some things out there about, like, you know, letting you talk to agents more often. So, I mean, they've been going in this direction. They just maybe decided to make their next step yesterday as opposed to maybe like 10 days from now because of Zion. So it's like a partial.
Right,
it's partially connected.
Right, right.
Not completely. Didn't come out of nowhere.
If you're going to change it to 18, okay, that's fine. And I would assume this is what if it's an elite player, a kid that's really, really, you know, really elite. I would assume from a physical perspective, this is what I'm getting at. Hopefully, it's not someone who's a frail built kid, someone who's not too lean. Because what happens is, you know, when a kid is in high school, junior, senior year, they might have muscle working out and all this stuff, and they could look great, but yet you don't get that thickness to your skeletal and your body structure till you start hitting about, you know, 20, 21 years old. And
what about 39? I'm still waiting. Is that to give up?
Well, no, you need to tap. Yeah, okay. You need to give up. It's tap not going to happen for you. It's not happening for you. It's not.
Nope.
It's not going to happen. So, yeah, so, no, but, so my point is if it's a kid that's 18 coming in, if he is a very frail-built 18-year-old, I mean, and I understand it's not pro football, the NBA, but yet these are big, grown men that it's a, as you know, a very physical game.
Right.
You know, so you can get knocked around real quick.
Well, I'm going to be mean, I think, for a second here. Like, again, in my perfect world, with your freedom to go from high school to the NBA, and this is not going to happen, but this is, to me, in my head, what should exist. It should be closer to baseball where, you know, there's more rounds in the draft. You can pick a kid with the full intention of sending him to the G League for a year or two, and he's going there right away to get bigger, to get stronger, to hone his game, but he's doing it as a professional under the watchful eye of the organization with a plan for the future. But I, the mean part is, like, right, a lot of the pro waiting, pro people who want you to go to school, to stay in school, like, a lot of that ends up being, like, protecting young men from bad decisions. I don't have that need. If you, you know, of all of the terrible stories of guys who have gotten into the draft and not got drafted and their life spins out of control, I mean, that certainly sucks.
Of course.
But I don't know that we can set up the system to protect people from bad advice and bad decisions, and the inability. You know, there are kids who want to go to the NBA or when you could go straight out of high school. Part of their decision was because they couldn't get into a college,
right,
for various reasons.
For academic reasons, right, or what have, so, you. Like, and financially, like, their family might need, you know, obviously the money.
Right. And they roll the dice and they hope it works and it doesn't. Like, I feel bad for those situations, especially the ones that are out of your control and you're trying to fix something. But to protect you from making a bad decision, that shouldn't be why there are rules preventing people from going right to the NBA.
Yeah, I agree. I just meant the physical part. Like, yeah, if it's a guy who's 18 years old, you know, when I was 18, I was a thicker built kid. So I was not tall, but I had thickness where I had friends of mine that worked out a lot, that played football, played basketball in high school. They were 18. They were leaner built kids. You know, I know my son when he was 18, you know, he was a muscular kid, just not as thick. He's a year older now. 1 year. He's 19, still muscular, but a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that 1 year makes a difference when you're working out all the time. You wouldn't get that part, AB. But anyway, all right, so.
Good start.
Yes. All right, so here's the thing. Does yesterday's news about Zion change your opinion on if he should sit out? Give the show a call, 855-212-4227. Plus, Paul George on his Nike exploding sneakers. What's his thoughts on this? Taz, would AB here? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Yeah, we're rock and rolling right here, and it's Friday, a happy Friday, as people call it.
Yes.
Taz here, AB, Andrew Broger sitting in for a under-the-weather Mark Malusis, who is not here.
Mark Malusis.
Today, but that's okay. CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. AB, let's go to Springfield, Missouri, because we were talking about the Zion Williamson. You know, should he sit out, should he not, with the knee injury? Let's talk to Austin in Springfield, Missouri, listening to us on radio.com. Austin, what's up, buddy?
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
How you doing? What's going on?
Doing all right. Just on the Zion thing, you know, I think that he should sit out the rest of the way. You know, you don't want to hurt your chances of going to the NBA draft. I mean, I don't think that's what he's going to do. You know, I've just never seen the benefit of having to play 1 year in college. I mean, you look at guys like Tracy McGrady, Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant, and, you know, of course, LeBron James, who came out of high school, and you look at the benefits that it had for them. And, you know, I think Zion, you know, obviously you see the size of him.
Right. He's developed. He's very developed, as with those other guys. And I think that's the key, Austin, right? And that's because I agree with you. And I think because you got to have that development, physical development I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think Zion's one of those perfect examples of a guy who is NBA ready. You know, you look at LeBron's size in high school. Yeah, he was a little slimmer, but he was still, you know,
a little bit of thickness to him. He did.
Yeah, he's always been a menace.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Austin, we appreciate the call. Thank you. I agree with Austin. I mean, you know what I mean? AB, that's what I was saying. If you're like this 18-year-old thing, if they go that route, as long as it's a player that has some maturity to their muscle and some maturity to their Skeletor.
Right,
that's
but
the
how
key.
Do you, how do you, first of all, then you're saying Skeletor reminded me of He-Man.
No,
my
but
favorite
it's well, it's fitness talk. It's above your head. So
of course,
I apologize.
It's not a cartoon reference.
But what's your question for me now?
Well, I don't know how you would how you would decide someone was physically ready to be in the NBA. Like, are we talking about measurements? Are we talking about
eye test,
physical test?
No, you look at the eye test. Like, who's the kid? Was it Trae Young last year who came out? Who was it last year who came out? It was very lean, smaller built.
Trae Young.
Trae Young, yeah, tiny. So that was the thing. Well, he's going to come out. You know, you could see. You could just tell there's certain thickness to someone's physique. You could see if there's that mature muscle, that circumference to their muscle, Skeletor.
Right.
You could tell if someone's more...
I can look at Zion and go, that's an NBA
body.
That's
a thick built body guy.
But there are other guys who are, you know, are thin or are small. And
well, Kevin Durant's a grown ass man, and he's still built like a tall 12-year-old.
Right. I saw Marvin Bagley play last year in person, and he was like two dimensional. He's so thin, but he's in the NBA now, and he's not drastically bigger, and he's doing just fine.
But they
and De'Aaron
old.
Fox, he's a year older.
Yeah. Well,
his circumference didn't explode on his muscles. That's the thing. Like a guy, it's about talent to me.
Yeah, but you're going to get knocked around in the paint. You're going to get knocked around,
well,
dude. If you're not,
right.
Unless you're unbelievably, insanely quick and talented, yeah, I partially agree with that. I just think if you're going to make a rule, you can't say, all right, if he's 18, he's got to have a certain amount of thickness to his body. I know that. But I'm just saying, if you're going to say 18, it's 18, no matter how the guy's built.
Exactly.
Is that the point you're making? Yeah,
there shouldn't be a rule. Once you're done with high school, go to the NBA.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, though, for the conversation, if it's someone that is leaner built, they're going to have a harder time at 18 years old dealing with grown-ass men in a big boy league.
That's true.
Speaking of big boys,
mm-hmm.
Our latest sports updater is here, and they call him Brad. I call him Heller. Yes.
Frankie Heller.
Brad Heller, how are you, sir?
Happy Friday, guys. What's going on?
Yes, it's good. You're a little under the weather. You look a little shungada.
I'm keeping my distance from you guys. I don't want you to.
Everyone's sick. Moose was sick yesterday. You're sick today. What is the deal? Did you get it from Moose?
No, I don't even cross paths with Moose normally. We're on different floors, so.
Yeah, neither do I.
Bob Feller.
So.
Let's hope you don't.
Is this bulletproof glass between us?
Yeah, we sprayed a lot of alcohol yesterday, but I don't
know. I really didn't want to sit in the Moose spot, but I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah. Well, Moose has a stomach virus. What do you have?
Ooh, I got the cold and sinus thing going.
Head cold city, we call that. Okay,
yeah.
I understand.
But I feel like everybody's got that. The stomach bug, I don't blame him.
Yeah, you got to go away.
Yeah, you got to.
To be honest.
Quarantine.
He's not listening, so I feel comfortable saying that. Moose.
Oh.
He shouldn't have been here yesterday.
No, he shouldn't.
That wasn't fair to the rest of us.
I know.
To have to look at him and hear it and talk about it and
just
then maybe get
him.
Sick. Yeah. I mean, come on.
I know. I agree.
Oof.
Spare us.
Yeah, well, especially the stomach virus.
I'm just so happy to talk about it. I'll go to the bathroom again.
Well, that's how, you know, that's what he does. That's Moose. That's his style. He's not going to shy away from bathroom chatter.
You ever run into Mark Melusa?
That's what he does. And, you know, the thing with the bathroom stuff, too, like with the stomach virus, I mean, isn't it one of those things, like, when you talk about it, like, if you're healthy and you talk about, oh, Joe Blow's got a stomach virus, all of a sudden your stomach gets a little jumpy.
I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah.
I'm literally feeling it right now.
Like your buttocks starts to move a little weird.
I don't know about that.
You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. It's just, isn't it though? Right, Mikey B?
It moves back into the left. You feel it.
There it is. And we're going to get into your basketball story later. Back into the left. Mikey B's a hoop star. That's a whole other topic.
Is that what he is?
Oh,
his band of misfits.
Yeah.
Barnstorming through New Jersey.
So, Heller, you're going to do your update now.
Tobias Heller.
Go for it, my friend.
All right, guys. The NBA All-Star break is finally over. LeBron
Yay.
James, he talked about turning up the intensity, and he delivered last night at Staples Center. 16 of his 29 points in the second half to help the Lakers erase a 19-point deficit. They beat the Rockets 111-106.
No, it's just one game, and we got to continue to get better. It's a point of emphasis for our team. We understand if we don't turn the ball over, especially in the second half, and we make free throws, then we're going to give ourselves a good chance to win ball games.
James Harden did extend his 30-point streak to 32 straight in the loss. He scored 30 before fouling out, with four of his six fouls being offensive, and he called out crew chief Scott Foster for being rude and arrogant. In Oakland, the Warriors held off the Kings 125-123. Steph Curry nailed 10 threes and scored 36. Kevin Durant added 28, and he also tied his career high with seven blocks.
You're not going to win it with the team game in the way we always play. Sometimes you're just going to have to play street ball. You know what I'm saying? I think tonight, throughout spurts of the game, both teams did that.
Elsewhere in Milwaukee, Chris Middleton hit a tie-breaking three-pointer with 32 seconds to go, but would it be enough for the Bucks against the Celtics?
Here's Irving, driving down the lane, to the rim, floater, no good, Bucks win! It's in the bank, it's earning interest, the 44th win of the season.
And Ted Davis, Bucks Radio, Milwaukee is 30 games over 500, Giannis led the way with 30. Enes Kanter, 19 points, 9 rebounds in his Blazers debut. They beat the Nets 113-99. Sixers topped the Heat 106-102. USA Today is reporting that the NBA has formally proposed changing the draft eligible age requirement from 19 to 18. College basketball, at 17 straight wins for Gonzaga. The second ranked Bulldogs beat Pepperdine 92-64. Number 7 Michigan over Minnesota, 69-60. Zion Williamson is considered day-to-day with a grade 1 knee sprain after tearing through his shoe in the opening minute of Duke's loss to Carolina the other night. On his SiriusXM radio show, Mike Krzyzewski said the preliminary reports were all optimistic and that there's no rush for Zion. They want to make sure he is 100%. Hockey, the Stars snapped the Blues' 11-game winning streak, 5-2 the final. The Lightning have won 8 in a row, 2-1 over the Sabres in a shootout. Nikita Kucherov scored. He's got 100 points in just his 62nd game. It's the fastest anyone has reached that milestone since Mario Lemieux 22 years ago. And the Capitals picked up Carl Hagelin in a trade with the Kings for some draft picks. The NHL trade deadline is Monday. Gentlemen.
Hello. We appreciate it. We'll see you in a little bit. Trying to hydrate up so you feel a little better, okay? Before we went to break, we kind of mentioned real quick about Paul George. Wants to know what the hell happened with his Nike sneaker with his name on it that Zion was wearing when he blew out the sneaker. Here, let's take a listen right here to Paul George himself.
I don't necessarily know what happened, how it happened. I'm talking with Nike to see what went wrong, what happened with the shoe. I take pride in that. My shoe has been a successful shoe, not only in college, but in the NBA.
Yeah, you got to feel bad. I mean, it's funny and all, like what happened to the shoe. I mean, thank God the kid is not hurt badly. We know that. And that, you know, but everyone's been having a lot of fun with the shoe exploding, you know, with the sneaker exploding because the way that he planted it, you know, within 34, 35 seconds of the game starting against the Tar Heels, and big Zion just blew out the sneaker. You got to feel for Paul George here, AB. I mean, the shoe has his name on it. I don't want to say it hurts his credibility. That's a little bit of a stretch, but it is a little bit of a I wouldn't want to be him right now. I mean, I wouldn't want to be running Nike either because their stock dropped everything yesterday. It's Nike right now is, and they've always looked at it as the darling of footwear,
yeah.
You know, as for decades upon decades. And this is a bad look because this was a big game and everyone was watching it and this kid's wearing Nike and Duke's at Nike school and I think UNC is also. And Paul George
they have to be. Jordan went there.
That's right. That's Jumpman Jones. And now, you know, Paul George's name is on this shoe. It's a bad look. I feel bad for him. I do.
You know, your sympathy for people surprises me sometimes.
Because I'm a nice guy.
And yeah. Not because I just doesn't cross my mind or heart to feel for Paul George. Because my assumption is, like, Paul George wasn't part of, like, R&D on his sneaker. Like, they talk about it, he looks at it, he picks the colors, and they go. Like, he's not in on the structural integrity conversations about those sneakers.
But his
sneakers.
Name's like, on it,
bro. No, I know it's on. And how about, I don't know if you saw this, but in the story I read about this, the Paul George shoe, and there's PG 2.0, 2.5,
yes,
now 3.0.
I'm the first one yesterday on the air who
you did.
Told people this. You know that. During your update,
right? But
I informed you.
You told me that he was wearing Paul George's shoes. What I was about to say that I didn't know was that the Paul George shoe is the most popular one in the NBA.
That I didn't know.
More NBA players wear his shoe than any other player.
I did not know that.
Signature shoe. Yeah, like 40 NBA players wear some version of the PG.
This could have been a situation where the shoe itself was, maybe there was a major malfunction to the structure of the threading
or
and the embroidery.
Or maybe he's 6'8", 250 in that one step.
I was
going to
get to that.
Yeah,
that could
physics.
Be the other reason.
Like, I don't know that this was
engineering.
Well, no, what's the
Dynaflow.
The conveyor belt of, as you're making the shoe, what's it called?
It's called a conveyor belt. Production line.
Thanks, right. Mike.
Perfect.
If only Pete was here today, he would have had that right away.
He's a massive kid.
Right.
But what's the percentage about the NBA players wearing
Paul George? I think 40 NBA players wear Paul George sneakers.
These guys are all gigantic, big dudes. So
right.
I think maybe this shoe just had some kind of a malfunction to it. Or
Zion was wearing it.
Zion's just a monster. Maybe Zion needs to wear Tim's when he's playing.
Well,
you know what Tim's are?
I do. I used to have a pair, then I realized I wasn't cool enough for them. So
they're called Timberlands, for those that don't realize.
Now. I feel like that's more of the dad type boot.
Also saved yourself a few bucks.
I learned a lot about shoe construction yesterday and how different shoes have different support, but that a lot of NBA players, because they are abnormally large and strong and quick and do things that normal people don't do in these sneakers, they're obviously not just going to Foot Locker and going, can I have six of those?
No.
A lot of them have extra support or like a higher
collar
or a stronger sole. So maybe Zion has like the base model PG 2.5s.
Well,
and it wasn't, and again, it needed to be stronger to deal with all the things that he can do with his unique body.
Well, and we'll get Mikey B's thoughts later on, the producer of the show.
Since
because
he is a professional semi-pro.
A kind of a basketball player. Yeah.
Sneakers are actually in my car right now.
Can you go get them?
That's great.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, good. That's good. If you're going to go out, stay out there. Just stay out there. Come back at 9. No, sorry, I'm kidding.
Eastern.
No, but here's the Eastern. Here's the thing. Like, the shoe, I you're right. I do think that, you know, obviously these guys have a shoe that's a little bit more of a heavy constructed shoe because you're not going to go to a store off the street and buy it. But I also think that maybe it's a case where Zion, a lot of athletes want the lightest weight possible footwear they could get.
Mm.
Football players, basketball players, baseball players, lacrosse players, soccer players. It's all about, I'm telling you this as a dad from experience, it's all about that lightweight, but yet good construction. They don't want anything because everything's speed in sports, as you know.
Right.
Now in this day and age, they don't want nothing to slow them down. So maybe it's a case where Zion was wearing a lighter weight version of the Paul George shoe. And he needs heavy-duty Jones.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
This also has happened before. There was a montage of pictures, 4 or 5. Now, these were at least all Nikes, different versions of Nike sneakers. But it has happened before where a shoe has kind of come apart at the seams during a game when a guy's making a move. So it's not completely unprecedented, but certainly it should almost never happen.
Right.
And it happened and almost cost us. And it cost us, it sounds selfish, talking about us, cost us Zion Williamson. It almost messed up Zion Williamson's, next year or so.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right, we're going to hit the break. And other side of the break, we're going to talk about the Warriors coach, Don Nelson. He's living best life ever. Nelly is living it up. Taz with AB right here. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, it's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/askthepros to submit your question. By listening later to the show, we might answer your question. Lucky you, right? Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. With brands you trust like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Carlos Boozer, you remember him, right? Legendary.
Of course.
Journeyman NBA star. He tried to do the right thing the other day on the social media on Twitter after Zion Williamson got injured. And he tweeted, get well soon at Zion NPS. And then basically National Park Service replies to him. Says, thanks. In anticipation of heavy snow, several roads at Zion NPS have closed. Be careful out there. Visit nps.gov/Zion for updates. So you see what happened there,
you
right?
You got to be careful with the Twitter handle. At Zion NPS is not Zion Williamson.
Oh, my God. He tagged the park.
Yeah, which is in Utah, by the way. The Zion National Park is in Utah.
Oh, poor Boozer.
But good job by them to see it and write back and be sarcastic.
So, either sarcastic or like we were talking about earlier, maybe they didn't know. They didn't know who Zion Williamson or who Boozer was. Could have just been that they just didn't know.
That's, I mean, my default is, as you've complained about, is sarcasm. I'm sorry, there's a crazy car accident on our TV right now. Caught my attention.
I'm locked into the show.
Yeah,
I'm
easily distracted by cars screeching down
focused.
The sidewalk.
I'm focused.
I hope that they knew what was going on, and that's why they wrote back. But if they legitimately thought that was a... thoughts and prayers for them. Right. I'm a little disappointed in Zion National Park Service and their media department.
So, hey bro, let me ask you. So, you remember Don Nelson, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. I kind of threw to break in talking about that. Teased us. We call it a hook in the business, right? So, Don Nelson, former Warriors coach, Knicks coach, you know, Hall of Fame guy. I believe he's in Hall of Fame. Legendary man. He's enjoying life right now. Let's take a listen right here. What Don Nelson, Nelly, what he's been up to.
Can each of you talk briefly about what you've been doing after basketball? Coach, I know you live in Hawaii, right? So
yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually.
It's legal now.
Yeah, but I never smoked when I played or coached, so it's new to me. But anyway, I'm doing that, and I'm having a pretty good time. It's more legal now than it's ever been, and so I'm enjoying that. And then... I am involved with rent in the rental business. We have a lot of. I invested my fortune in Maui, and so we rent out our structures that we built.
Now weed.
Do I get weed when I rent an apartment?
We make a good living.
There a joint waiting for me?
Yeah, he's got a big spliff waiting for him. Let's go to the kitchen. We got a giant spliff.
Does he need a grandson? I'm available. How about that?
Don Nelson, man, this guy's 78 years old, dude, and he's living in Hawaii.
Yeah,
and he is. Living life. He's got his own weed called Nelly Kush.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What?
Well, I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it all in.
And I've been smoking some pot.
And I'll tell you, you guys, I don't know if Mikey B is going to send out a link or whatever to the, he looks like he's been smoking pot. He's got, this was, the Warriors, I guess, are bringing back, like, people from their history throughout the year.
Right,
so
right.
It was him and Steven Jackson and a third person yesterday at this press conference. And Nelly's in... a black blazer, a black T-shirt. He's got what looks like a beaded necklace on, beard, long white hair pulled back in a ponytail, big you-know-what-eating grin on his face.
Yeah.
I mean, he might have smoked weed on his way into the room. I don't know, but man.
I've been smoking some pot.
I am jealous.
I'm looking at a photo of him right now at a poker table, big poker guy. He plays in a lot of these poker games. He's lighting up a big cigar. Well, we think it's a cigar. And and he's got a bunch of chips around him at the poker table. And he looks seasoned. That's one way to put it. Seasoned.
I mean, that's how you retire.
I'm telling you, bro.
Career, all that money. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Hawaii. I'm going to smoke some weed. I'm going to play some poker.
He's got that Willie Nelson look. I think he's also a big weed guy. Willie Nelson, right? So... And he plays these big-time poker games against guys like Willie Nelson and Woody Harrelson and Owen Wilson. So, yeah, he's living a life, man. I mean, it's, like, unbelievable. Good for him. He's earned it.
Nelson
in the league 14, 15 years in the NBA, and then he, all of a sudden he finds out, I guess, that marijuana is going to help him with, arthritis and stuff. Because it does do that.
I mean,
I've never smoked a joint in my life. That's a god. Never
straight
smoked.
Bong guy, aren't
I'm
you?
Not, no.
Knife hits. What do you?
Let me
just inhale it. I don't think you're supposed to do that with weed. That doesn't matter. That's how I do it.
Let me rephrase. I've never. I've never smoked marijuana in my life. No, I have usually. And
I
that's
put it in my protein slot
that's
in the morning.
Truth. No, I've never had marijuana in my body. Is there any other way I can put this to you?
That's why those blueberry pancakes tasted so terrible that day, because they were full
of
weed.
If I was a big weed guy, I'd be a lot calmer. You kidding me? I wouldn't be. Mike wants me to smoke weed on my own all the time.
Well, yeah, I know.
Moose would love it if I just went and smoked weed.
It doesn't. Yeah. It's not necessarily guaranteed to mellow you out. I mean, it could make you even more locked into some of your emotions that you currently.
Really?
Yeah. It could take it in the other direction. There's
Hard-ass Jones.
As Don Nelson would tell you, there's not just one kind.
Yeah. Well, there's Hindu Kush is really good, apparently. And he's like the OG of that, the Hindu Kush. That's his thing, Don Nelson, as my research shows. So, but his weed is called Nelly Kush after him. You know, it's like, wow. Yeah, I went to high school in East New York, Brooklyn, right? And I went to high school with a lot of kids from different parts, different races and different parts of the world. And a lot of kids from Jamaica. Not Queens, by the way.
Nope.
Jamaica.
Oh, the island of Jamaica. Jamaica. Yes. I got you now.
And some of these kids, believe it or not, at times would have marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they would. And so they would have some marijuana. And a lot of marijuana. And it was like just in Jamaica. I've never been to Jamaica. I've been to different islands. I'm sure you've been to Jamaica.
I have been to Jamaica, yeah.
And I think it's a huge thing there for decades. And now it's becoming legal like everywhere here in the States. Just about, right? I mean, I don't know the law of it. I mean, it's the rules.
I mean, certainly
those are the rules.
I don't know what it's kind of everywhere, right? I mean, isn't it? Yes, no. Someone help me. You're an expert on this.
Well,
topic.
I don't know if we've tipped into the majority of states yet, but the list is growing,
right?
Where it's growing, partially legal or fully legal. Yeah. Pun unintended. That just came out.
It just
happens
smooth.
Naturally to me.
So, yeah. So Don Nelson is living life.
He's the coolest old man ever.
He really is, dude. I mean, who's got it better than him?
And I appreciate him being all in about it. I mean, he looks like a dude. He's got a little, he looks a little like Ray Donovan's dad, John Voight. He's got a little like that kind of swagger thing going on.
Our social media team tweeted out the photo.
Right. He's got a little like old school, the dude from the Big Lebowski. Like he's got, grown into that. Like just, I'm all in. The chain, the ponytail, the beard, the smile. He's completely in the, and he's in Hawaii.
That's
on the beach,
tremendous.
Flower shirt, coconut drinks. I mean, he's maxed it out.
Our research team just informed me 10 states right now marijuana is legal.
Okay.
So 10 states. And as far as Hawaii, I really feel like soon, I told my wife this, I'm going to move to Hawaii. So I'm going to have to talk to our program director here and inform him that I'm going to be doing the show from Hawaii. Okay, going forward, yes.
So that's 1 a.m. to 4 a.m.
And I'll be locked in. Taz and the Moose. Dang right. Yep. I'm probably moving to Hawaii over the next couple of years. So I'm here for the long run, bro. You guys ain't getting rid of me. That's how this goes. And now I'll look like Don Nelson, just sitting there with a huge beard, gray hair, bald spots, tattoos everywhere. I'll blow my weight up to probably 400 pounds, just eating as much sushi as possible. Great sushi in Hawaii. So I'll just
like
live
this.
Life. I'm not saying I'm going to be a big weed head like Don Nelson, just toking on a joint, as the kids call it.
I've been smoking some pot. Yeah.
They still call it joint, the kids, or they just, I think they just call it weed.
Connor?
Yeah.
Connor just left.
Connor's like, no comment. Yeah, no. So anyway, I don't know. Listen.
Man, I'm all in on the idea of you doing a show from Hawaii at 1 a.m. and just...
Dude, it would be great. You think that Chernoff would go for that?
I don't think so. I don't think Moose would either.
I think he's all in on that idea. I really believe that. And think about it. You could watch football at, 10:30 in the morning?
Dude,
6:30 in the morning?
Mike, crazy. I'm seriously considering doing this. I'm not joking. So I'm just letting you know. I mean, there's a good chance this happens. I didn't tell Moose yet either. So I'm not saying it's happening next year. It's going to happen over time.
He's even sicker now.
He's on the bowl listening to the show. Like, all of a sudden, he's feeling better hearing that. Wait, Taz is going to be in Hawaii and I'll be in New York. Right? That sounds awesome.
Moose
is like, great.
Yes.
I'm feeling better. No, it's all good. So, yeah, well, good for Don Nelson. I mean, really, it's a big deal there that he's enjoying his life selling Kush. So it's just, and look, that the amount of pressure the guy's probably had in him all the years coaching, and playing. And his body's probably not 100%. So now he's just living on cloud nine,
Smokey Jones. That's the way we should all go out. Doing absolutely nothing with a fun hobby like that. You might, pick up golf. You could knit. You could do whatever.
I'm gonna smoke
and grow weed. All right, good.
There it is. Bong Jones. Sublime on line two.
Bong Jones.
All right, so I actually love Sublime. The band Sublime.
Look at us. They're awesome.
You're a big Sublime guy?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm a big... Smoke two joints. That would have been a great song to play under this, but who would have thought
it? But it's too late.
That's too old for Connor.
Anyway. Well, day late, dollar short. All right, so going to break, other side of break. More Steelers on Steelers crime? Ha! We'll get into that shortly. Taz and the Moose with Andrew Bogus sitting in. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.